You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon is with us now, so time to talk sports. Lions had a bye week, which means we dive right into college football. And the fact that Michigan State has moved up two places to number 16 in the AP poll, well, Michigan has dropped out of the AP rankings for the first time since 2015. Would you have foreseen this 2 months ago?
No. No question.
Why?
I had Michigan at 10-2. I did not think this was going to be a Big Ten title year. I thought, you and I were talking about this. We had five games circled. Florida, I said, Michigan State, when no one was taking them seriously, at 3-9 from last year, I said, man, they always play Michigan tough, so watch out for that, and sure enough.
They did.
Then you've got Penn State, Wisconsin, and Ohio State. I said, if Michigan wins three out of those five, it's a great year. Well, they have to win the next two to make that happen. So
wow.
I thought it was not going to be a sterling year, but a very good one. And the wheels are wobbling, and they're 5-2 right now.
Boy, well, let's talk about this 42-13 loss to Penn State. And really, Michigan ran into a buzzsaw right from the start, what, down 14 points, before people were even done sitting
before
down.
Before you looked up, right?
Yeah. So what happened? Why were the Wolverines so outmatched all around?
I don't know if they're outmatched, although I will give Penn State credit. They've got a lot of talent on that team. Penn State played their best game of the year, and Michigan played their worst. And you combine those two things, you got a problem. So that's certainly one factor there. Now, Penn State, look, right now they're the number two team in the nation, and they're playing like it. I don't think they are number two. I think Ohio State might beat them this next coming weekend. But they are hitting on all cylinders, and Michigan surely isn't that. Michigan's got a backup quarterback, it must also be said.
Yeah, how much of this was on him, do you think? How did he do?
He played actually his best game so far, which does not mean that it was great, but it's actually progress despite the 13 points. He looked better in the pocket. He is making better decisions. He was throwing the ball better, and the turnovers were two fumbles, not interceptions. So it was actually his best game of the year, incredibly.
What about the play calling?
The play calling has been off and on, better this weekend. And O'Korn, he looked horrible against Indiana. Now he looks almost average. So there you have it.
There you go.
Add it all up, you get 42-13. The shocker to me was not that.
What?
The shocker to me was the defense giving up 42 points. Mm-hmm. These guys have been leading the nation in certain stats in defense, and Penn State just, as they say, tore through them like a wet Kleenex.
You aimed a tweet aimed at Wolverine fans who are already calling for Harbaugh's job, and to them you say?
Breathe deeply, visualize a field goal, and come in from the ledge. Give me the gun. It's going to be okay.
All right, let's get over to the Spartans, now bowl eligible with six wins after last year's awful season. So that 17-19 win over Indiana wasn't pretty, but a win's a win.
None of their wins have been pretty so far, frankly, but they've got six of them. Michigan would trade for that. 6-1 right now. This is not a great Michigan State team. It's not even close, in my opinion, but they're 6-1. You and I in the offseason were talking about them at 3-9, and everyone's saying D'Antonio's going to lose his job. And you and I said, no, that's not going to happen. They're going to win seven, maybe even eight games, you and I were talking about. Mm-hmm. Now we've lowballed it, and we said the biggest thing is stay out of trouble off the field. And for the most part, they have.
And now, it's interesting. Young team. Spartans played 13 freshmen, and they really came through.
Which tells you they're going to be around next year.
Yes, and the year after. So
exactly.
We're looking at the long picture here.
Definitely. Look, Penn State coming up. They got Ohio State coming up. Those are probably going to be losses. So this team is not going to run the table. But right now, they're right there, and they've got a real chance. So whatever the season is for the Spartans, it's much better than last year, and D'Antonio's job is more than safe.
We've got to get over to baseball in the time we have. And I want to know, what were you thinking when you saw that picture of Justin Verlander with the MVP, Kate Upton at his side wearing that Astros cap, helping Houston get to the World Series?
I've never seen any man so happy not to be a Tiger. Sad to say, look, Avila is the GM. You know, I've talked about that as well. I don't think he's very good. I think you can make an all-star team out of former Tigers right now, including Verlander, who are having great off seasons and the whole rack of them. And Verlander never sold Detroit short. He always gave them their all, no question about it. But look at his stats now. They're insane. He's on fire. And the guy is not young. He didn't get younger in the process. As you say, the MVP. So good for him. He might well win his World Series yet.
Ron Gardenhire is the new Tiger manager. Is he what the Tigers need?
We'll see. He's a solid hire. He's not a flashy hire. He was at the Minnesota Twins for 13 years. That's unheard of in this business. So he can get along with people. He's not crazy. He's not short fuse, all this other stuff. So that's all helpful. He never won a World Series with the Twins in all those years. So the real question right now is Jimmy's and Joe's, not just X's and O's. So What kind of personnel are they going to have? Their best pitcher is pitching for the Astros, so there you go.
There you go. But it is interesting. Tigers seem to be taking a page from Moneyball and going with analytics. How do you think this is going to mesh with this old-school manager?
That's a very good question. This guy is 60 years old, and he's very much old-school manager. That's one question. Second of all, analytics only work if you know how to do the analytics. And we're gonna find out if Avila can or not.
All right. Michigan Radio Sports Commentator John Eubank. And as always, thanks, John.
Always a pleasure.